This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Diddy. Yes, the drama continues. The downfall of Diddy, a documentary put out by TMZ in the last week or two out there, painting a not too bright story of Diddy at all. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. You watched it. I watched it. Based on what you saw, what were some of your main takeaways?
You know, the two words that just stuck in my head were the level of grotesque narcissism. Mm-hmm. That is just really shocking. And how wealthy, I hadn't paid a lot of attention to him historically,
Sure. But
how incredibly wealthy this guy is, and the lifestyle and the power and the, you know, the people that attach to him and the people that he was manipulating and exploiting and using, and just kind of a sex-crazed predator, you know. Mm-hmm. It really was quite surprising to me when I paid closer attention to the lifestyle of this person.
A lot of the, some of it's testimony in some of the court cases that have been civilly tried or settled or are still very active, they paint a concurrent picture. They match up with a lot of the same types of behavior. The violence, I guess, was what was kind of the most shocking to me of what he did behind closed doors. We heard from Cassie, we heard from another ex, and we heard stories from people who knew Kim Porter, his deceased former partner. I don't want to call her ex, she's dead, but she just died while they were together. Specifically what got me was the stomping, the stomping on people.
Yes.
Can you give me some insight into that sort of behavior and what it takes for someone to go down that sort of a road in their mind?
It's sadistic. It's somebody that gets pleasure out of hurting other people and inflicting that kind of pain. It's just abominable. It's abominable. Now, we do see a lot of sadistic people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not everywhere, but they exist. And a lot of these horrendous crimes we talk about are because somebody had a sadistic element to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't blame this kind of behavior on somebody just being intoxicated and having bad judgment or getting angry or whatever. This is somebody that really enjoys hurting people.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
that doesn't develop late in life. That
no.
starts very young. So it's really aberrant and troubling.
It's a pattern of behavior, without a doubt, that we see here. It makes it even more disturbing. We've seen now not a lot from Diddy since all this has come out, but there has been some video of him and his mom hanging out. Like, it's kind of like that's all that's left to be hanging out with at his house. That's got to be an interesting conversation to be a fly on the wall there. What's your thoughts on what that relationship might be like if she's still standing by her son, despite all these other women saying, he did this horrible stuff to me?
Yeah, my guess is she is, just because if you produce a monster like this, if this is your child, you have been feeding that narcissism and been feeding that ego, you know, probably mm-hmm. his entire life. And so that's probably another pattern that's not changing.
It makes you wonder, because sometimes, I mean, your parents can be, you know, loving critics sometimes, not to everybody, but sometimes they can be. But it makes you wonder a little bit about, you know, and I'm just speculating here, you know, the money and the power that he was able to attain in life, if you start giving that back to your parents, who may otherwise be those people who could stop you and say, let's take another look at this. I wonder how much that's influenced that relationship to keep her there and to also, you know, still, I guess, have an opinion of her son that doesn't keep her, you know, far, far away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, undoubtedly, she gains a lot of benefits from her son, from the mm-hmm. relationship. But I think that if we were looking at what produced a person like this, certainly we can't put it all on mom. There are a lot of different influences, but mom has had some degree of responsibility for the person her son turned out to be.
Someone like this, I mean, do they ever accept responsibility for their actions? Like, once we see this man being charged, let's assume that it's all true. He's innocent until proven guilty. Right now, there are no charges against him. But let's say he does get charged, which is very likely. And he knows he's done these sort of things, if it's true. Do they ever own up to it? Do they ever say, yeah, I've been a horrible person. I need to take a step back and look at myself. Or do they believe that they're justified in their actions?
Yeah, I think with this degree of narcissism and psychopathy and sadism, all these other awful qualities that you get in a person with this level of violence that's sustained over decades, yeah, this is so ingrained in their personality, you're probably not ever going to see somebody become humble and say, I really screwed my life up here. Is it possible? Anything's possible, but is it likely? No.
He just needs to get another police song and then do some rapping to it, and then everyone will love him again. That's, I'm not quite sure what one it would be, but probably. So, any ideas on the police song that Diddy should use for his comeback? Anything? Message in a bottle. Sending out an SOS. There we go. That's what we're going to see him. A little rap, a little dance on stage, and then everyone will forgive. And forget or not.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.